Okay, I'm here with Richard Holton, the new chief exec of Project Canvas, or should I say UVU, which is the confirmed as the brand for the IPTV service. This might be an odd question, but does it need a brand? Because I thought the idea was that it was going to be in a VOD extension to Freeview.
I think it's essential that it has a brand, and the reason it's essential is because this whole world of connected TV needs to be explained really simply. And I think what UVU will do is be a shortcut for consumers who are trying to understand a connected TV experience.
I'm curious about any overlap or differentiation between UVU and the extensions to Freeview that are already being developed by the Digital Television Group as part of their D-Book 7 standard, the seventh iteration of Freeview, if I understand it correctly. So does Canvas need to be developed, and how is that going to interact with the interactive TV services that are already going to ship as part of Freeview?
So I think the great thing about what the DTG are doing is they're creating, I have to say, with a lot of input from our team, this core spec. And lots of people will build different versions of a connected TV, and UVU will be one of those options. So I think what we would say is that by contributing towards those core specs, we're going to help competition even within DTT. And you're absolutely right, UVU will be one of a number of solutions available.
And is this still the need to have Canvas as a unified service to offer some of these services to TVs, to connected TVs? Because some of the hardware makers like Sony and Samsung, through their own IPTV portals like Samsung Internet Ad TV, Sony Internet TV, are already offering some of this, already doing distribution deals with some of your content providers, iPlayer, Demand5, 4OD. So is there still a need for Canvas?
So I think that's it's a good question, but I think that what they're doing is a very different model. So as you say, it's distribution deals. You need to do a deal with Sony. I imagine that means that you have to give them some money. What Canvas does is it creates that open environment where actually it's the content provider who earns the revenues. And I think it's a much more familiar model to people who have come through Freeview or even access via the open internet to content. And that's why we think it will be of real interest and exciting for
And
content.
third-party content and services, you're using the App Store as a kind of metaphor or paradigm. What else are we going to find on there?
I think it's one metaphor. As I said, I think there's lots of ways of integrating content into a television experience, and an app is one way of doing it. But yeah, I mean, I think let the imagination run riot. If it's an X Factor interactive application, or it's the National Theatre Live in your living room on a Saturday night, or it's access to services like Blinkbox and Love Film, who are porting their services already today. I think there's a huge range of content, and in the first instance, quite televisual, video driven, but I would imagine all sorts of interactive services.
And how open and extensible is that going to be in the future? For example, is it going to be open to different ranges of input devices like keyboards? Are we going to be able to layer Google TV over there?
So I think from a Canvas perspective, we want to start by making it very simple, remote control driven. But over time, I'm sure manufacturers will innovate in terms of input devices and so forth. Could someone like Google come along and launch Google as an app on top of Canvas? That's entirely up to them. Entirely up to them.
Have you had those kind of conversations?
We're going to come out in the next 6 weeks with a plan for how we're going to engage with content partners. We're not going to comment on any discussions at this time.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.